Good morning, this is Bob Bragg. Welcome to the March 21st edition of Farm News and Views. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to affect poultry in the U.S. So far, the USDA has spent more than $670 million to contain the disease, which includes about $414 million for losses incurred by producers. 13 outbreaks have been confirmed in early March, 3 in commercial flocks and 10 in backyard flocks, and the price of eggs is still being affected. The USDA reported that retail price of a dozen eggs in New York rose by 35 cents, while the price of a dozen eggs delivered to warehouses in the Midwest rose by 16 cents. Last week, farmers, agriculture groups, and climate advocates were demonstrating in Washington, D.C., requesting that Congress do more to address climate change in the next farm bill. This demonstration was part of a much larger conversation about climate change and agriculture, and how to encourage farmers to adopt sustainable practices. Corn is the world's 94th most traded product, and the U.S. has been the number one exporter of this yellow grain for a decade or more. But the USDA recently forecast that Brazil will export more corn than the United States in 2023. Brazil exported more corn than the U.S. only once before in the drought years of 2012-2013. If Brazil comes out as the largest corn exporting nation this year, its frontrunner status might not be temporary, since Brazil is in the southern hemisphere and farmers can plant two crops each year, while just one crop is planted in the U.S. Corn Belt. Brazilian farmers usually plant soybeans from October to December and harvest in March through June. Farmers can then plant what is known as safrinha or second season corn. Brazil is also expected to exceed the U.S. planted acres dedicated to corn in the coming years. In the last 20 years, corn acreage in Brazil has risen 72% from 31.6 million acres in 2003 to 54.5 million acres in 2022. In the same period, planted acres in the United States rose 12% from almost 71 million acres to over 79 million acres, according to the USDA. Currently, shoppers who wish to support U.S. ag producers by purchasing beef, lamb, poultry, and eggs with labels stating product of the USA are often misled, since these products can come from outside of the U.S. but are only packaged in this country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released a proposed rule, voluntary labeling of FSIS-regulated products with U.S. origin claims. The proposed rule allows the voluntary product of the USA or made in USA label claim to be used on meat, poultry, and egg products only when they are derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack stated that American consumers expect that when they buy a meat product at the grocery store, the claims they see on the label means what it says. And these proposed changes are intended to provide consumers with accurate information to make informed purchasing decisions. While one would think that groups like National Cattlemen's Beef Association and RCAF USA would support this rule change, both groups suggest that there are too many loopholes that will allow imported meat products to get around the intent of the rule. Mark Twain wrote, "The rule is perfect. In all matters of opinion, our adversaries are insane." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.